This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Okay, folks. Meanwhile, keep your eye on this New Mexico judge and his wife. Did you see that over the weekend? It was breaking Friday afternoon over the weekend. I mean, this is bizarre. There is a reason it started with, we find out he's a Democrat judge. Trende Aragua gang member and his friends either live on the property, the Trende Aragua gang member does, the friends frequent it. Got all kinds of pictures of the judge, his wife, the daughter, lending them the guns, shooting guns with it. They're illegal immigrants. They're not allowed to have guns. Okay. This judge is a former police officer. He knows better. He knows better. Folks, when you have Department of Homeland Security and FBI in on this raid, there's something bigger here than just, hey, you shouldn't have let the illegal immigrant who shouldn't have access to guns by law use your guns. There's something much bigger going on here. Something that is going to embarrass the Democrat Party. You're seeing the outlines of this all throughout the news. You got to ask the question, was the judge training them for what? What was he training them for? Because that's what it looks like. And folks, when you're a former police officer, you know better. This is bigger than illegal gun possession. Something big's going on here, something that will implicate others in the Democrat Party. Again, another direct connect with Trende Aragua. What were we told about Trende Aragua by the guy who admits he sent them? Leader of Venezuela, socialist dictator. Joe Biden made me send them. Joe Biden wanted Trende Aragua in America. He even claimed that the FBI and the DEA helped move them into America in a speech. It's been about a month ago. That's curious. Now, he's a evil dictator. He lies all the time. Could be lying about that. I don't know. But he even told Trump which safe houses they moved them through in Colombia and where he could find the documentation. Trende Aragua, folks. They wanted them. Why? Trende Aragua is not like MS-13. It's not like the other gangs. And we're going to see that reflected throughout everything going on here. They are social. The leadership are socialists. They are fellow travelers. They're committed left wingers. They are the muscle that enforces the will of the Socialist Party in Venezuela. This is why after the leader of that country recently stole the last election, got only 30% of the vote, and people spilled into the streets to protest, they were gunned down by criminals driving by, a lot of them on motorcycles or in cars. They're Trende Aragua. What are they doing? They're muscle. But they're true believers. They're not just criminals. They're left-wingers, fellow travelers. Now we got this guy and his wife doing what looks a lot like training Trende Aragua. And then it gets even crazier. Did you see this? The Assistant Director of Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, goes on Fox News, folks, and this didn't get a lot of attention about the Trende Aragua dude that this judge and his wife were clearly training, arming. Listen to this.
It went beyond just harboring this member of Trende Aragua. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
Decapitations on the phone, photos of decapitations on the phone, right? When I heard that Friday, I was shocked by it. I'm like, wow, this guy is hardcore. This is who these people are, the Trende Aragua. When you hear, wait a minute, they took his phone and destroyed it? the phone with the decapitation pictures? Because they didn't want law enforcement to see it? What were they doing? That to me says you knew those decapitation pictures were there. You knew God knows what else is there. This looks a lot like helping move these people into the country, doesn't it? Like in a systematic way. To do what? I don't know. But again, this is why the FBI and Homeland Security are involved. This is much bigger than, oh man, you know, he's an illegal. He shouldn't possess guns. You let him borrow your guns for the shooting range. This is more than that. Well, he was just a nice illegal immigrant boy living on our property. And we like to shoot guns, so we just did that with him. There's something else going on here. You're not smashing phones at that point. You're explaining to law enforcement, look, we didn't know he was illegal and we liked him. We went shooting with him like you would with any friend. It's way beyond that, whatever it is. I just go to show you where the Democrats are, folks. Can you imagine if we had not won this election? Can you even imagine? Here's Assistant Department of Homeland Security Secretary Trisha McLaughlin talking about the Wisconsin judge who tried to shield that illegal immigrant from pickup by ICE.
This is just beyond the pale. I mean, take the Wisconsin judge. The fact that she led this individual, this illegal alien, American people should know what the charges against him were. Strangulation, suffocation, battery, other domestic abuse charges. This is no innocent guy.
Yeah, they don't care. No, they don't get the hippest, hottest person in America right now. Is not just an illegal immigrant, but an illegal immigrant, criminal, or gang member. You got to get yourself one. Put him out back, have him live in your property, give him some guns. This is the Democrat way now. We saw this over the weekend.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.